We're talking about something really fascinating today, something that's kind of right on the edge of where tech meets nature. We've got all this incredible technology being developed, and now we're starting to see it applied to some of the biggest challenges facing the planet, like protecting our ecosystems and conserving wildlife.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about using any old tech. We're talking about AI, and specifically the kinds of AI that are making waves in other fields too, things like large language models, LLMs.
LLMs, yeah, those are the things behind like chatbots and those AI writers are.
Right. But they have the potential to do so much more than that. I mean, just think about the sheer amount of data that's out there about our planet. We're talking about satellite imagery, climate records, species observations, you name it. Humans just can't process all that information effectively.
And that's where AI steps in. These LLMs can analyze those huge data sets and spot patterns and trends that humans might miss. I mean, that could be a game changer for conservation efforts.
Absolutely. Imagine being able to track the movements of endangered species in real time or predict where deforestation is likely to occur. AI could even help us crack down on illegal wildlife trade by identifying poaching hotspots.
It's almost like having a superpowered team of ecologists working around the clock. But of course, with any powerful tool comes a huge responsibility, right?
That's exactly it. We're going to really deep dive into the ethical side of all this. It's not just about what AI can do, but what we should be doing with it when it comes to the environment.
So that's what we're going to be exploring today. The good, the bad, the tricky questions, the whole shebang. And this isn't just about some far-off future. This stuff is happening right now.
Right. I mean, we've already got AI being used to monitor forests, identify species, even track poachers. So it's crucial that we start thinking about the ethics of it all, make sure we're using this powerful tech responsibly.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. What are some of the key ethical principles we need to consider when we're talking about AI and ecology?
Well, there are the standard principles that apply to AI in general, like fairness, transparency, accountability. Those are a good starting point.
Right, so making sure the AI systems are fair, that we understand how they work, and that someone's responsible for their actions. Makes sense.
But when you bring ecology into the mix, things get a little more complicated. Now you have to consider the well-being of entire ecosystems, all the different species, the delicate balance of nature. It's not just about humans anymore.
So it's kind of like we need to broaden our ethical framework to include the natural world itself.
Exactly. And that's where things like environmental ethics and animal ethics come into play. We need to start thinking about the intrinsic value of nature, the rights of other species, not just what's beneficial for humans.
So how do we actually put that into practice? I mean, how do we build AI systems that respect the natural world?
Well, one approach is to think about it in terms of an ecosystem-centric approach. This is all about recognizing that ecosystems have their own inherent value, separate from their usefulness to humans.
Ecosystem-centric. Okay. So it's not just about using AI to manage or exploit nature, but about working with it, right?
So this means prioritizing things like biodiversity, sustainable resource use, avoiding harm to the environment. It also means making sure that the AI systems themselves are safe, reliable, and ultimately accountable to humans.
That makes sense. It's kind of like extending our circle of ethical concern to include the whole web of life.
Precisely. And there's another big idea that comes up a lot when we're talking about new technologies, the precautionary principle.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. It's like better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, it's basically saying that if there's a chance an action could cause serious harm, we should err on the side of caution, even if we don't have all the scientific evidence yet.
And how does that apply to AI and ecology?
Well, think about it. We're introducing these powerful AI systems into incredibly complex environments that we don't fully understand. There's always the risk of unintended consequences, unforeseen effects on species or ecosystems.
Like the AI could end up doing more harm than good, even if we had the best intentions.
Right. So the precautionary principle is a reminder that we need to proceed carefully, do our research, test thoroughly, and be prepared to adjust course if needed.
It's a bit of a balancing act, though, isn't it?
Cool.
I mean, we don't want to stifle innovation, especially when it comes to something as urgent as conservation.
You're absolutely right. And that's where it gets tricky. But the precautionary principle isn't about stopping progress altogether. It's about being smart about it, taking a long-term view and being mindful of the potential risks.
It's like proceed with caution, but proceed nonetheless.
Ah.
Okay, so we've got these broad ethical principles in mind. But what about the practical challenges of actually deploying AI in ecological settings? What are some of the things we need to watch out for?
Well, one of the biggest issues is bias. You see, AI models learn from the data they're given, right? And if that data is biased in some way, the AI will inherit that bias.
Oh, I see what you mean. So it's not just about the AI itself being biased, but about the data it's trained on.
Exactly. And this can happen in a lot of subtle ways. For example, imagine you're training an AI to identify bird species based on their songs.
Okay, yeah.
Now, if most of the recordings in your data set are from common species, the AI might struggle to accurately identify rarer species.
Because it's never really learned to recognize them.
Precisely. And that could lead to all sorts of problems.
Right.
For example, conservation efforts might end up focusing on the wrong species, or we might miss important changes in biodiversity because the AI isn't picking them up.
And it's not just about the data itself, right? The way the AI is designed can also introduce bias.
That's right. Certain algorithms might naturally favor common species over rare ones, even if the data itself is balanced. And then there's the black box problem, where it's difficult to understand how some AI systems are making their decisions.
So we might not even know if the AI is biased or not.
Exactly. And that makes it really tough to identify and correct the problem. So what can we do about all this? Well, there are a few things. We need to be really careful about where we get our data from and make sure it's as diverse and representative as possible.
So, like, making sure we have recordings of all kinds of bird species, not just the common ones.
Exactly. And we need to be aware of the potential for bias in the design of the AI itself and use algorithms that are designed to be fair and unbiased. And, of course, we need to rigorously test these systems in real-world conditions to make sure they're actually working as intended.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It is. But it's absolutely essential if we want to use AI responsibly in ecology. I mean, these are powerful tools with the potential to do a lot of good, but we have to be mindful of the potential downsides as well.
Okay, so we've talked about bias, but what about the darker side of AI? I mean, the potential for it to be used for harmful purposes.
That's something we can't ignore. The same technology that can help us protect wildlife can also be used to exploit it.
Yeah, that's like a double-edged sword.
Exactly. And there are a few ways this could play out. For example, AI could be used to identify and track endangered species, not for conservation purposes, but to help poachers find them more easily.
Oh, wow. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, it's a scary thought. And it's not just about poaching. AI could also be used to hack into surveillance systems or disrupt conservation efforts in other ways. And then there's the whole issue of misinformation and propaganda, which AI can be really good at generating.
So it's like a technological arms race where the bad guys are using AI just as much as the good guys.
Unfortunately, that's a real possibility, and it means we need to be really smart about how we develop and deploy AI in ecological settings. We need strong cybersecurity measures, careful data access protocols, and close collaboration between AI developers, conservationists, and law enforcement.
So it's not just about the technology itself, but about the whole ecosystem around it.
Exactly. We need to be thinking about the potential for misuse from the very beginning and building safeguards into the system. Okay, so we've talked about the potential for AI to be used for harmful purposes, but what about the unintended consequences of even well-intentioned AI deployments?
Yeah, like, even if we're trying to do the right thing, could the AI still end up having negative impacts on the environment?
That's a real concern and something we need to be really careful about. You see, ecosystems are incredibly complex and interconnected. Even small changes can have cascading effects that are hard to predict.
So even if we think we're being careful, the AI could still end up disrupting the natural balance in some way.
Exactly. For example, let's say we deploy a bunch of sensors to monitor the movements of a certain animal species. Now, those sensors might be emitting sounds or light that disrupt the animal's behavior or communication patterns. Or maybe the presence of the sensors alters the animal's habitat in some way, making it less suitable for them.
So it's kind of like the act of observing the ecosystem is changing it.
Yeah, it's a bit like the Heisenberg uncertainty principle in physics. The act of measurement can influence the thing being measured. And we just don't know enough about the long-term impacts of widespread AI monitoring on ecosystems. More research is definitely needed in this area.
And it's not just about the direct impact of the technology on the environment, right? We also need to consider the environmental footprint of the AI itself.
That's a crucial point. You see, training those large AI models requires a lot of computing power, which translates to a lot of energy consumption. And a lot of that energy comes from fossil fuels, which contribute to climate change. And then there are the data centers themselves, which also consume a lot of energy and water. And we can't forget about the electronic waste generated by all this technology, which is a growing problem.
So it's kind of ironic, right? We're using AI to help the environment, but the AI itself is having a negative impact on the environment.
That's the paradox, and it's something we need to be really mindful of. We need to find ways to make AI more energy efficient and sustainable and to reduce the amount of waste it generates. Otherwise, we risk undermining the very goals we're trying to achieve.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about the need for a broader ethical framework, the potential for bias, the darker side of AI, and the unintended consequences of even well-intentioned deployments. So where do we go from here? What are some of the guiding principles we can use to ensure that AI is used responsibly in ecology?
Well, first and foremost, we need to remember that AI is a tool. It's not a magic solution, and it's not a replacement for human expertise and judgment. We need to be clear about what we're trying to achieve with AI and make sure that it's actually aligned with our conservation goals. We also need to be aware of the limitations of AI and avoid over-reliance on it.
So it's about using AI to enhance our conservation efforts, not to replace them.
Exactly. And it's about being transparent about how we're using AI and involving stakeholders in the decision-making process. Local communities, indigenous people, scientists, policymakers. Everyone needs to have a seat at the table.
That makes sense. It's about making sure that AI is used in a way that's equitable and benefits everyone, not just a select few.
Precisely. And it's about being mindful of the potential risks and unintended consequences of AI and taking steps to mitigate those risks. We need to be constantly monitoring and evaluating the impacts of AI on ecosystems and be prepared to adjust course if needed.
So it's kind of like an ongoing conversation, an iterative process of learning and adapting as we go.
Exactly. And it's a conversation that needs to involve everyone. Scientists, policymakers, ethicists, the public, we all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI in ecology.
This has been a really thought-provoking conversation. I mean, it's clear that the potential benefits of AI for ecology are enormous, but it's also clear that there are some serious ethical challenges we need to address if we want to use this technology responsibly.
Absolutely. And those challenges are only going to become more complex as AI continues to evolve. We need to be thinking about these issues now and developing frameworks and guidelines to ensure that AI is used in a way that benefits both humanity and the natural world.
So for all of you listening out there, we want to leave you with a question to ponder. As AI becomes increasingly integrated into our lives, how do we ensure that it's used to create a more sustainable and equitable future for all? It's a big question, but it's one that we all need to be thinking about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.